Welcome, everyone, to this special online event with Jean Houston, your Purpose Activation Workshop. I'm Arielle Ford, author of The Soulmate Secret and Wabi Sabi Love, and I'll be your host for this event that's being made possible by Evolving Wisdom, the organization hosting Jean's upcoming Awakening to Your Life's Purpose 7-week online course. I have had the great privilege here this evening of being able to introduce to you one of the greatest evolutionary women of our time, Dr. Jean Houston. Jean is a guiding light in the world. She is one of the principal founders of the Human Potential Movement. She is a tireless teacher, dynamic speaker, author, innovator, and truly one of the world's leading visionaries. For those of you who don't know Jean's story, I'll tell you that she spent decades exploring what humans can be and what they can do about it. And she's helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide discover and live their larger life, their true purpose. She has spent decades studying both human capacity, cultural capacity, and she's found a way to weave together all that she's discovered into a simple and profound understanding of these momentous times in which we live. Jean, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you so much, Ariel, for that extremely kind and overly generous introduction. You know, as you describe me, I realize, Ariel, you're really holding a mirror up and describing yourself, the wonderful books, the evocation, the quickening. I mean, you truly are a midwife of souls, and I'm honored to be on this call with you.
Well, thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you so much, and I am always excited and honored to be with you. So the reason we've created this call tonight is to let you know more about Jean's extraordinary process for discovering and living your life's purpose, and to give you a glimpse into some of the ways Jean will work with you in the 7-week course. The response to Jean's seminar on the three keys to discovering and living your life's purpose has been remarkable. Emails and posts have been pouring in from people around the world sharing how deeply moved they were by Jean's teaching, and hundreds of people around the world have already registered for Jean's 7-week online course so they can take this work further and deeper into their lives. Those of you who've listened to Jean's message say that it's also elevated your spirit to a new level, or that it comes to your life just at the right time, bringing a powerful wisdom about how to wake up and discover what you're truly meant to do. So, as I've said, we've had so many great questions come in since the Three Keys seminar, and we've selected many of those questions to answer tonight. And by the time the event is over, you'll hopefully know everything you might want to know about Jean's process and about the course to help you decide if the time is right for you to join her beginning next week, Wednesday, October 8th. The 7-week course is an opportunity for you to finally realize your highest potential, and I encourage you to take this life-changing leap and join Jean on this extraordinary journey. For more information on the course, you'll want to go to AwakenYourPurposeCourse.com, AwakenYourPurposeCourse.com, or on the webcast event page, you'll see a button on the bottom right that's titled Course Information Page, and clicking on that will take you right there. So here's a quick overview of what we're going to do tonight on the call. One of the most exciting elements will be the laser coaching sessions with Jean. We'll be bringing in a few volunteers at various points who will receive interactive coaching from Jean. This will be a powerful, insightful process for everyone on the call, and our hope is that this coaching will show you how you can discover your own true purpose in life and begin to activate that purpose so you can live in it every moment of the day. We'll also be covering personal stories and lessons on purpose activation. So Jean will share some personal stories and insights to help you see life with a fresh perspective. And we may also have some time to get powerful stories from past students. Many of them were once in your shoes, and they're now joyfully living their life's purpose. We only have about an hour and a half together tonight, and we'll go into this in much more detail when you take the Awakening to Your Life's Purpose 7-week online course. So far, we've had nearly 5,000 people take the course, and we'll be hearing from a few of them tonight. Now, because I really want to make sure that you have all the information about Jean's course, and because it's starting next week, if you sign up early, you can join the course kickoff and orientation session that happens next Monday. And this is exclusively for course participants. So, Jean, could you start by setting an intention for us before we dive into the rest of this exciting event?
Well, tonight, my friends, we're going to talk about how you can activate new capacities and why that's so important, the time we're living in. You realize that people in other times of history thought they were it. They're wrong. This is it. This is simply the most challenging and critical point in human history. And I say this as someone who has spent decades, you know, studying different cultures and different historical forms. But there's nothing comparable today. And yet we use such a tiny fraction of who and what we really are. And my work is about exploring the rest of what we contain. So what we're going to do is to find out how we can actually live a life of meaning and purpose and to shift and activate ourselves to that creative genius in you that holds immense capacities, because we're not going to become the steward of this most critical time in human history unless we begin to use the extraordinary treasures that we contain within us, physical, mental, psychological, spiritual, and put our local selves in service of the higher self that is part of our deepest purpose and destiny living on this planet at this time. And tonight I hope that we can give you at least a small taste of what you're going to experience in the upcoming course. It's a very deep course. It's a course that has a great deal of contact, experience, quickenings, evocations in it. And so for this very short time that we have to be together, it's my intention for you to come away with at least the beginnings of an understanding of how you can become who and what you really are, why you are so necessary to this planet at this time, how you can connect with your deepest self at a profound level to live the life in a whole new way, your life in a whole new way, one that is filled with purpose, meaning, activity, joy, and the fulfillment of who and what you truly are.
Thank you, Jean, for that beautiful intention. And, you know, we do have thousands of people on this call with us, and I can feel the collective energy of all of us really wanting to fulfill our deepest purpose and our greatest potential. So I'm very excited about tonight. And for those of you who are joining us, we're talking about Jean's unique 7-step purpose activation process that she's developed from 50 years of working with hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. People who've studied with Jean and put her process into action have achieved amazing and remarkable results. In fact, her 7-part system that she's designed is available to give anyone, whether you're a beginner or an expert, a step-by-step process that will help you increase your creativity, discover the deep sources of emotional healing and even physical healing, access multiple forms of intelligence and knowing, which will help you experience life with greater richness and dimensionality. She'll also help you fill a perspective where you have more empathy and patience and wisdom, no matter how challenging life gets. So Jean's work is all about activating your powers to become who you are, which is also who the world needs you to be. And you can actually read more about Jean's process and her upcoming 7-week course by going to awakenyourpurposecourse.com. awakenyourpurposecourse.com. So let's begin. We're going to start tonight with our first live coaching session this evening. And we're going to bring on a volunteer for some live coaching. We do what we call laser coaching. So this isn't therapy, nor is it an actual coaching session. But the goal is to demonstrate how you can get at least to the beginnings of an understanding so that you can experience life in a whole new way, one that really is filled with purpose and joy, what we call purpose activation. And before we bring on our first coaching participant, I want to briefly go over how this is going to work. So the goal is to help you see that activating your purpose process, you can see it in action. And as you listen, ask yourself how the person getting coached is similar to your situation. What insights can you glean from their situation? What do you see as possible for you? And how can you apply similar ahas to your own journey? So, to apply for the coaching, we ask volunteers to briefly answer the following questions. The first one is, what awareness do you already have about your life's purpose? What steps have you taken to pursue your purpose so far? And finally, what do you see as your biggest challenge with regards to your life's purpose? And we'll be bringing our first volunteer, Marcia from Sebastopol, California, on the line in just a second. Marcia, are you here with us?
Yes, here I am.
Hi, Marcia. Welcome
Hi.
To the call. How are you?
I'm very happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you. And what I'd love for you to do is just share a little bit about your life context, where you are, what your approach to creating your purpose up until now has been. And then we'll turn it over to Jean, and she can guide you through a little process tonight.
All right. This is brand new to me, and I think I've always been very confused about my life's purpose. I can remember sitting on top of the roof in my two-story house in the middle of a Kansas wheat field, looking out over it and thinking to myself, there has to be more than this. And I think I've been searching for that ever since. My daughter was a person who knew, it seemed, from the moment she came out of my womb what she wanted to be and has pursued that. But I still feel as if I have no idea what I want to be, and I'm not sure if I have a life purpose.
Okay. And what steps have you taken so far to pursue figuring out what your life purpose is?
I get very confused about what steps to do. I mean, I've read, I do yoga, I meditate, and I know that family and nourishing others and sharing the beauty of the planet are really important to me. And so I was led into writing at a later age, and so I've written columns and I've written picture books. And so in that way, I think I've done something. But I totally always lose focus, and also I have a lot of self-doubt.
Okay, great. Well, Jean, I'm sure you've got some questions for Marcia and can jump in here.
You know, Marcia, I was deeply moved by the fact that you're sitting on the roof in Kansas looking out probably over that flat prairie, you know,
yes.
Miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles. And, you know, I have a book called The Wizard of Us, The Wizard of Us, which really takes you on the journey of Dorothy and the Yellow Brick Road and with her friends. And I, you know, the moment you started to talk about it, Mike, I said, my God, we've got another little Dorothy here.
You know, I'm so Dorothy.
You're so Dorothy. Is that funny? I just picked up on that and what you've just said about writing children's books, picture books, et cetera. You know, it sounds to me like you have the genius of being the eternal child. Have you ever thought of that? Some people keep the genius of their childhood alive, and this allows them all kinds of explorations. It's when they think that they have become adults that they get into trouble. I'm going to suggest to you in this course you're going to discover something about the child's genius. Clearly, you have a real yearning and an understanding and perhaps even a genius for childhood. A child, it does what? They are curious. They're inventive. They know that there are pathways that are marvelous, the yellow brick road of the spiritual pollen that takes you on the road to having new companions, new friends, new possibilities. And always, of course, yes, you do run into the witch and you do run into the things that try to stop you, but you also have a fierce belief in the exploration, in the journey. What we do in this course, Marcia, is we take you on journeys, tremendous journeys, into the depths of who you are and into the discovery that even impossible tasks become possible. And you have those red ruby slippers on you all the time that take you back to the home where your heart is, to the great creative genius that you contain. I'm going to make another suggestion to you because you've brought up childhood several times. I'm going to make a suggestion that... Think of sitting down perhaps in a library with children and drawing with them, drawing journeys, getting their spirit activating, getting their genius reignited. And, you know, as you tell the stories, it activates the higher stories in these children, you know? Be for them what you wish somebody would have been for you as a child. They may have already been so, but I'm saying, I'm just picking up from you that you have extraordinary capacities to activate children to their higher purpose, to activate their joy, their curiosity, their innate genius, and above all, their sheer capacity for exploring who and what they really are. Does that speak to you?
Yes, I do that a little bit because I do visit schools as a children's author.
Wonderful. But to appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, I think of a great man who once said, unless you become as a little child, you do not enter the kingdom of heaven, meaning the kingdom of the larger reality.
Mm.
And you're living in the kingdom of the larger reality. And I think you have to reestablish your own childhood excitement and genius, give it back to others, and then you will discover that the synchronicities, as they happened with Dorothy in the Yellow Brick Road, the synchronicities will happen. The adventures will begin to unfold before you, and you will have a courage and the passion for the possible to do what life is calling you to. You will become a live one, and reality itself will say, ha, we've got a live one. Let's give them adventures to experience. Let's give them the larger life.
Mm. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Marcia.
Great. Thank you so much, Marcia. Okay, we've got questions from around the globe, and if you haven't yet been over to our course page, please visit awakenyourpurposecourse.com. All right, Sandra from McHenry, Illinois. Sandra's asking, Jean, how does one discern from what they feel is a calling and what they want to do? Is there a difference? Is what God and grace call us to do different from what we want to do? Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, you know, I always love the calling which sets up the yearning. If you feel the yearning, then it tends to be something that is really appropriate for you, what is there. Too often people want to do what has been expected of them or where people say this is the road you should take, but a calling is deeper often than the want. The calling is almost the universe waking up in you and saying, ha, come, there's more for you to do, to be, to experience, to explore. So often there is a difference between plain old want, which just comes as often culturally conditioned, and then the deep calling, which is spiritually evocative. That's what I have found in my own life, at least.
Yeah, you know, I had a dream once years ago. The dream came to me three times, and it was telling me to do something that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And when I had the dream, actually, I'll tell you what it was, because I was teaching people how to become authors,
mm-hmm.
and the dream kept telling me to give away my media database as part of the teaching. And back then, that was the thing you never did. Those contacts were precious. You know, mm-hmm. that was your link to success. But three times I had this dream that told me to give it away. So finally I thought, okay, I'll listen. And that became the key to this huge success. I would have never done it if my inner knowing hadn't like screamed at me in my unconscious to do it. So I think that was another way to tell between want and calling, because it definitely worked out. All right, we have another question for you. This is from Marco from Sydney, Australia. And he says, I enjoyed doing something when it was a hobby. Now that I'm doing it as a career, I've lost my passion. Deadlines, politics, high pressure. Why?
You just said it. Deadlines, politics, and high pressure. The things that often destroy or diminish your enjoyment. So the thing is, you may need another hobby, you know. But it also may be that you need to, and I'll give you a $10 word, remythologize what you were doing. Remythologize it. Take it into wild and woolly places. I mean, you might have your ordinary profession, but then you have the next level of it, the next level, which where it becomes exciting, zany, adventurous, where it becomes a lure of a peculiar becoming, where it becomes not hobby. Maybe the problem where is that word hobby, meaning it, you could take it away. So you could take that thing and, you know, do extremely unusual things with it on weekends. Paint it, draw it, dance it, invent new forms for it. So it becomes what we might call the next level, the higher order of what had been the hobby and then became the profession. We always have to remythologize things. We have to renew things over and over again so that you're not under pressure. There's no political bureaucracy, and there's no deadline. There is just the sheer enjoyment of something taken to the next level, and that will be your secret. And it is then the secret level of the original passion that then becomes renewed in a whole new way.
Mm. I love that word, $10 and all, remythologize. And I would imagine you've got a process for that.
Well, yes. I mean, to remythologize, yes, you tell it as a new story. And so you would say, once upon a time, there will be, your name is Marco, there will be Marco, who did his job from 9 to 5, and then on Saturday and Sunday, or whenever the free time was, he took his job, and he tossed the old job into the trash can and said, I'll pick you up and you'll be in the magic can where you will be restructured. But meanwhile, I am going off on an adventure with this. I mean, I don't know what the hobby is, but I'm going off on an adventure. And then you tell it as an adventure. And then Marco did this, and then Marco did that. And however fantastical it is, don't criticize it. Don't foreshorten it. Just make it as exciting as you possibly can, and then at least physically do a little part of it, you see. And that would be the process. And then come back, pick it up from the magic can, and see how it has been changed. And you'll begin to notice, hey, watch this one. The next day when you go to work, something will have shifted, because you will have shifted inside with regard to it.
Mm, love that. I've just gotten a question Skyped in. Dottie from Forest Grove, Oregon wants to know, could you expand on how one stays open to receive guidance?
To stay open is a practice. It really is. It's as much a practice as practicing tennis or practicing gardening. And it is it's approached with joy or with merriment. If you can't do joy, you can certainly be jolly. You start with laughter, I think. You just start laughing. And once you start laughing, that already has opened up all the old closed valves in yourself. Now, I know about this. I am the daughter of a comedian. I'm the daughter of Jack Houston, who wrote the joke, Who's On First? Although I think it was he and two Jewish guys when you look at the Talmudic nature of the joke. But he wrote Bob Hope and Jack Benny and George Burns and Allen, all those people. And so we were always laughing. And because we were always laughing, creativity happened all the time. Creativity was nonstop. And for him, that creativity was the form of guidance to what he was going to do. I think we have to keep open the whole notion of what guidance is. Guidance is, and thou shalt take this path, or thou shalt eat only vegetables, or that whatever is that you're calling guidance. Guidance can be a whole lot of fun. Guidance can be suddenly breaking the routine and doing something unexpected. It is the unexpected grace. Guidance can also be reaching out to another and giving encouragement and deep seeing. Guidance can also be, as I said, not just the unexpected grace, but giving grace to others. Guidance can also be the great journey that you decide to take, even though it's completely foolhardy and everybody disagrees with you. And sometimes you have to instigate guidance by doing the unexpected. I mean, by beginning by putting your sock on in the wrong foot. you have to break up the pattern. If you just say, come on, God, give me the guidance. Hurry up, do it. I feel no guidance. I feel nothing. Ah! You know, you can't do it. You have to prime the pump so that the waters of life and the energy of possibility can flow into you. Mm. Laugh, sing it, dream it, write about it. Here's a new word, ecstasize about it, be merry. Have a kind of jolly aspect to it. Do the unexpected, and then the unexpected will come your way.
Right. Okay, Pat in Vancouver wants to know, how do I move forward when I feel so stuck?
Well, I really, my previous answer takes, I think, responds to that.
Yeah.
You do the unexpected. You really do. You unstick yourself. I mean, if you have things that are stuck in the door or stuck in a crack, what do? You pull them out, and you pull yourself out by doing the something else.
Mm.
You really do. So, for example, I think of people I know who've been stuck in writing. A lot of people get very stuck in writing, me too. And so that if I'm stuck in writing, and I don't like to write, but I've written 27 published books and a great many unpublished books, and I have to write, and it's part of my profession. But what I do is I assume a different personality. So, for example, I am not stuck when I am cooking. I'm a very good cook. And the reason I'm such a good cook is because my mother, Maria Annunziata Serafina Grazia, la Fiorina Perpetua Tadaro, who was born in Syracuse, Sicily, married Jack Houston of Texas. They hated each other's food. My dad could not abide the smell or the look of garlic. I mean, so that's grounds for divorce, you know, with a Sicilian lady. Anyway, so in order to try to keep them together, I became the world's first fusion cook, making chicken fried polenta, you know, things like that. So, I then turned into a very good fusion cook, and I did something I have no blocks at all, galloping chutzpah when it comes to cooking. And so I become a cook in my mind. I literally take on the whole sensibility of a cook every time I start to write, because I really don't like to write. And so I will stir in a melange of the sauce of new ideas. I will add the spices of different kinds of ingredients and metaphors into my writing. I literally think as a cook. As a cook, I have no breaks. I have no blocks at all, and I don't break down. I think that's what I really meant to say. So one of the things that you can do is change the persona, and we really get into this in this course, how to activate other persona, other psychological structures, realities, states of mind and being in you that are not stuck and don't have the history of your stuckness, you see.
Mm.
And it's very, we call this polyphrenia.
I know, you've done that with me, and I don't know if you remember this, but when I first started writing Wabi Sabi Love, and I was really stuck on a Saturday morning, and you took me to meet somebody in some other dimension who wasn't stuck, and she had quite the experience, which opened up a floodgate that was just fantastic.
Yes, I do remember that.
That was so fun.
The floodgate opens because beneath the surface crust of consciousness that has been layered over with the stuck aspect of yourself, when you release it, boom, it is like a volcanic release of all the ideas, dreams, visions, skills, opportunities, energies. And you really become a luminous being, really bringing forth your potential, your skills, your capacities, your usefulness into the world.
Mm. And I just got a little Skype message. We have a very special guest on the line for you, Jean. Her name is Rima.
Yes.
Rima, are you there?
I am, yeah.
Welcome. Rima took Jean's course, and she has applied this to her life and had amazing results, and she's here to share this with us. So, Rima, tell us, where do you live and what do you do?
I live in Vancouver, Canada, on the West Coast, and I have a energetic healing practice.
Oh, fantastic. So what led you to take Jean's course?
I felt that I was already engaged. I'd left my old career behind a couple of years ago, and I'd been doing this energetic healing practice part-time, and I had jumped in to try and develop it to a full-time thing. But I kept feeling, and I've had a 30-year, very committed personal development spiritual path history, and I learned many modalities, and yet still after 30 years, I didn't feel like I could move ahead very, the pace of movement was kind of slow, laborious, and it felt like I was going to look forward to more of that, and I really wanted to jumpstart both my career and my life in a quantum manner, like rather than slow incremental. And I was familiar with Jean. I met her very early on in my path work in Vancouver. So I was familiar, and I landed up getting the email for this course that you're talking about just about a year ago, and it just clicked. It felt like, yeah, this is going to do it. And I really knew I could jump in and it would take me to a whole new level.
Mm. And what kind of growth work had you done previously and how did that work out for you?
Without getting into details, I mean, it was like when I started out, I wasn't starting out to have a practice. I was really trying to just work on my own personal issues and personal growth. So I studied many things along the way. Some like things like HUNA, I took One Brain, matrix energetics, the conscious use of quantum physics, a number of things. And I've always worked from kind of a synergy of all that. But this work with Jean has just taken things to a whole new level, both in terms of what I'm able to facilitate with the people that I work with. And I'm getting pretty consistent feedback from them that it seems like this is my ongoing clients. What I'm able to do is more accelerated, it's deeper, it's more profound. And it feels like that same process is going on in my personal life as well as a result of this work.
So before you took the course with Jean, what were some of your biggest frustrations?
I think like at the end of 30 years of personal development, I was not at all satisfied with where I was at. I'd taken many modalities. It felt like the promise that was put out in the advertising for a lot of these modalities didn't match up with my actual experiences, and that it was, you know, falling fairly short. I also felt that a lot of it was short-term change. Like I call it the workshop high, you know, where you go for a weekend. And everybody's excited and like wowie zowie, and within about 3 days after the workshop, you're back to your old self.
Mm-hmm. I know what that's like. So share with us, you know, one of your big breakthrough aha moments when you were working with Jean, and what was that like?
It's pretty incredible. It's still going on. And I advise anybody that's taking this course, you'll get an opportunity to interact live with questions and answers with Jean. And it's quite powerful to do it with her personally, as well as, you know, Skyping in or emailing. So I asked this live question, and we'd been working for some time in the course, and I asked Jean if she could throw some illumination on a phenomenon around how my brain had been starting to work during the course, or not working in some old ways. I couldn't seem to formulate certain kinds of questions that I'd been able to. And her answer was just blew me away. She actually honed right in on my name. Rima is an unusual name that comes from a book, that a very profound book, but rather obscure, that my mother read just before I was born. Jean, of course, knew what this book was about. It was set in the Amazon jungle. And she directed me to reread the book again. I hadn't read it for years. And then to go into, we have some very large rainforest vegetation around Vancouver, and to go in and spend quite a bit of time alone in the forest and do some of the things that the namesake, Rima was the namesake of the book, did in the forest. So I spent quite a bit of time this summer doing that. She told me that my psyche, my soul, and even my speech patterns would be re-greened in the process of doing
it. The name of the book, by the way, was Green Mansions.
Yes.
By W.H. Hudson. Yes.
And I don't know if you remember this whole encounter, Jean, and at the very end, the very end of the course, I said to you, okay, I've been sitting here meditating in the forest. Is there more? And you just went, oh, there's lots more. And you instructed me also that it was time for me to give back to the forest now, the way it had been giving to me. And just some amazing synchronicities in that regard have begun to open.
Mm, that's so amazing. So how was working with Jean, how has that changed the way that you now show up in your life?
I feel much more present, alive, aware. My mind is much brighter. Like, I actually feel smarter. I'm capable of much deeper, clearer, and complex thinking, and like creative complexity for problem solving. I have a much larger sense of what I see as the world and also my sense of myself in it. And I would say that I'm having a much increasingly larger experience of a sense of oneness that lasts longer and a diminishment of separation.
Mm.
It's a process, but...
That's pretty big, Rima.
No kidding, yeah.
Yeah, so for those who are thinking about signing up for Jean's course, what would you want to share with them?
Gosh, I would just say, do whatever it takes to participate. It really is a life-changing opportunity to study for a period of time at the feet of Jean. She really is, like, what I believe, one of the greatest living masters of evoking people's potential. And she cares so passionately about creating it. I guess it's like a critical mass of possible humans that she now has termed the required humans, so that we really can turn the tide in facing the challenges of the world. And, you know, certain forms of resistance in your subconscious mind will come up. It's par for the course, but I'd just say, like, just go for your passion, for wanting to really live your life's purpose. I mean, really, what else is there in this lifetime in some ways?
Well, thank you so much for taking time to share all this. Sounds like you're up to big stuff. And Jean, is there anything you want to share with Rima before we let her go?
Well, Rima, I am so deeply pleased and honored by what you're saying. I mean, you know, it says, well, what do you know? This stuff works.
It really does.
And I hope that you continue with this deep and generous and beautiful path that you're on. And you really are the modern equivalent of what was really the essence of the story of Green Mansions. You have created Green Mansions in your life, and the people that you work with, your clientele, your patients. And I know that you're bringing a new energy there into the greening of the world there in Vancouver.
Mm. Mm, thank you so much, Jean.
And by the way, you talk about at my feet. Well, no wonder I wear size 12 shoe.
Got a lot of people sitting at your feet.
Rima, thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Throw in one little thing?
Oh, please. Yes, of course.
Another piece of advice I would throw out is I do believe that the degree to which you're going to benefit and have this course nourish you is the degree to which you put yourself into it. It gives back to you commensurately.
Yes, it is certainly true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rima.
Thank you so much, really.
Thank you.
Okay, now I want to remind you, especially those of you who are just joining us, that Jean's Awakening to Your Life's Purpose 7-week course starts Wednesday, October 8th. And you can go to awakenyourpurposecourse.com for all the information. That's awakenyourpurposecourse.com. Just type that right into your browser or on the webcast page for tonight's event. You'll see a link that will take you right to the Awaken Your Purpose course information page. So here are the basics. The course starts Wednesday, October 8th. You can follow along if you go to awakenyourpurposecourse.com right now. Just type that into your browser, awakenyourpurposecourse.com, or just click on the link at the bottom right of your webcast page for tonight's event, and we'll look at the course information page together. Once you get to the page, scroll all the way down till you see what you will learn in this course. Session 1, Preparing to Live a Miraculous Life. And in this very, very first session, Jean's going to show you how to engender the passion for the possible so you can begin your journey to align yourself with your highest purpose and your greatest destiny. That's week 1, Preparing to Live a Miraculous Life. In week 2, Jean's going to be guiding you in a physical and sensory exercise that will help you illuminate your purpose or project, giving you a fresh infusion of passion. This is the perfect program for you, by the way, if you've got a project you've been wanting to get to. I know you know what I mean. The book you've been meaning to write, or that cause you've been wanting to support, or the new business you've been wanting to grow, week 2 is where you're going to get a fresh infusion of passion for it. In week 3, you're going to learn about the different kinds of intelligence you have within you and how to access your creative states and your quote-unquote inner experts, all of whom and which will help you navigate the complexity of life with new confidence. Then, in week 4, Jean will show you how to call upon the power of myth to never again see your personal story as trivial. You're going to discover a new and deeply positive way of turning your challenges into sources of strength and empowerment. You'll be able to reframe your life in such a way that every moment is luminous with purpose and radiant with destiny. I'm going to say that again. I want you to really feel this one. Week 4 is about learning to frame your life in such a way that every moment is luminous with purpose and radiant with destiny. I can't imagine anybody who doesn't want that. Week 5 is coming home to the infinite within and without. So in week 5, you'll connect with your own essence to help guide you into the realm of spiritual teachings and unleash your inner powers. Jean's going to help you learn how to live so that other people feel enriched and nourished simply by being around you. Then in week 6, you're going to activate your creative imagination in order to reach the world of limitless possibility. Got that? Limitless possibility. You'll learn to decode the emerging patterns in the world so you can sense what is trying to become and then take action to aid its becoming. Jean will be giving you advanced tools and practices that allow for an unfolding awareness of the greater designs of your life and the lives of others with whom you live and work. Then, week 7, unlocking your higher destiny. And in week 7, you'll learn how to differentiate between your highest desire and what you merely want, to evoke the higher purpose in any situation with grace, love, and charismatic charm. You'll also learn how to not only think out of the box, but think into the depths, into the very source places of creation itself, which already lie within you. And in addition to these 7 weeks, in addition to these sessions, Jean holds weekly live Q&As, so you can get any of your questions answered along the way, and there are live interactive sessions so you can participate after each course session and get completely engaged with the Awakening to Your Life's Purpose community. Plus, Jean will be providing you with practice and reflection questions each week to help you deepen the experience. Now, in addition to all of this, you'll have access to our custom-designed exclusive online community forum. And this is the place where you connect with the other participants who've come from all over the globe, all corners. I think last year, Jean, you had participants from well over 60 countries.
That's right.
Yeah, 60 mm-hmm. countries, and they formed lifelong friendships, and they're now beginning to collaborate with each other on all kinds of projects.
That's right. Yeah, tremendous
right?
projects have come out of this.
And
relationships, associations that hitherto would have been impossible.
Right. So I have a few more things to share before we get to the other questions. One of the things Jean has done to support you to truly have the most powerful possible experience is she's brought together some of her good friends and colleagues to offer special bonuses where they'll be going even more deeply into specific areas. So one of these is with Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the greatest women of our time, and they'll be talking about self-evolution, social evolution, how to discover and fulfill true vocational calling in service to the whole. And then Claire and Jean are going to be together on another special workshop called Living Your Destiny. And this is for women who want to know how to use their feminine power to fulfill their life's purpose. And men, you are welcome to this as well, because there's a lot about women you're going to learn in this one. Jean is also offering a valuable workshop with Terry Patton, Becoming the Possible Human. And this one is designed to help you show up in ways that reflect your gifts and talents in service to bettering the world. And then, Jean, I just heard that you're adding a new bonus tonight that's going to be available to everybody in your course. It's called The Storm Before the Calm. The Storm Before the Calm. How to navigate your current life challenges to unlock the potential of your soul's calling. And this is with two of your best friends, Neil Donald Walsh and Barbara Marx Hubbard. So each of Jean's guest faculty will be bringing in their deep expertise and passion to the topic of discovery and living your life's purpose. And all of this, and I know it's a mouthful and it's been a lot, but all of it's available when you register at awakenyourpurposecourse.com. So, Jean, let me give you an opportunity to say something.
Well, thank you so much for that, Ariel. I think I'm going to register for the course myself. It sounds like it can be really an extraordinary opportunity to really, as I say, discover the enormous latency that we all contain and don't use. It's true. I mean, just everything that you've been telling about the course are things that we are, in fact, are going to do. And I particularly enjoy the live Q&A we get. People really bring their deepest thoughts and concerns to these questions and answers, and it allows me to go even deeper into the work and discover things that I didn't know that I knew. So I have enjoyed this giving this course so very much. But one thing also about all of this, you know, these are the times and we are the people. And these opportunities to really turn the page on our humanity, to stop living a half-light version of our own existence and really come into the fullness of our calling, and as we've said, who and what we really are. This is what I have strived mightily and over many decades to try to create and bring to people, and in this course, I would have to say it's really the best thing that I've ever done, you know, in terms of my own teaching and in terms of what has actually emerged, you know, of the, I think it's really over 5,000 people who've taken the course so far, hundreds of projects, extraordinary numbers of people crossing the great divide of otherness, both in their own lives and helping their community, their professions, their friends, their family. And it has had, you know, it has had manifold results, resulting in probably in tens of thousands.
Yeah, they really do become a tribe.
Yes, it is.
They do become a tribe. You find your people. And I love that line of yours, these are the times, we are the people.
Yeah.
And I really, truly believe there are no accidents. So those of you who have signed up to be here that are hearing this, you're part of the tribe, guys. Okay, we've got our next laser coaching person on the line. Marnie from Baltimore, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's great to have you here. So before we have Jean guide you a little bit, share with us, what awareness do you currently have about your life's purpose?
Well, I'm aware that I'm a spark of God, like everyone else is, and I'm aware of that. I am now telling people that they are that as well, and they are divine beings of love and light, and I feel like it's time for everybody to wake up and realize the divine beings that they are. And I'm a therapist, so I like to use that in my therapy. I see a lot of people who are very depressed, drug addicted, anxious, and I know it's all from separation. You know, growing up in a world, being raised, told that you're separate from yourself, separate from God, separate from others, creates major problems. Mm. So, yeah.
And what steps have you taken so far to pursue your purpose?
Well, I became a licensed therapist. I learned Reiki. I learned EFT. And now I want to learn this thing I heard called Theta Healing. Helping to, because I'm also a law of attraction counselor as well. That's my main thing, law of attraction. But I want to be able to help my patients unlock the subconscious. I first want to do it myself, and then I want to learn that technique. I think that's the key right there.
Great. Okay. And what do you see right now as your biggest challenge with regards to your life's purpose?
My biggest challenge? Well, I'm not working for myself. I'm working for a hospital. I love what I do. I truly love work. I love what I do. But again, I am working for somebody else. So I really want to I feel like I want to launch soon. I feel like I'm getting ready to launch. And I just, you know, I don't know how to start.
Okay. All right. Jean, you want to jump in here and help Marnie?
Yes. Marnie, it seems to me that what you need is the inner theater and the inner drama in which you are put internally on the stage of your own becoming, and that you see and touch and feel and hear very, very profoundly this event in which you are launching, what I gather is your own practice. Yes, I think you're talking about your own practice. I mean, whether you stay with the hospital or not, that's one thing. It may be both and plus much, much more, because either or, I discover, is never true, either this or that. It may be both and. But however it happens, I need for you to, first of all, put on some very powerful music that for you is evocative, very powerful. And I want you to actually go through all the stages, feel them, see them, touch them, the way you start out, the way you launch your practice. Do you begin it with a group of friends? Do you begin it with a kind of ritual in which you step across the old threshold and enter in with really great confidence? See who are the first people coming to you. See how you're working. And where are you doing it? On what street? In what house? Where are you starting it? What kind of things have you put out? Now, a lot of people say, well, this is what I do ordinarily. I just make a list of what I have to do. No, no, that's not sufficient. Your body, the genius of your body mind, has to be engaged in it. You know so much more about this than you consciously think you know. Beneath, again, the surface crust of consciousness, this already exists in some way. I want it to rise to consciousness as you act it out, as you enact it. And so you both play it out externally, and then you live it out internally, okay? You play it out as a drama, and nobody has to see it. Have music with you, because music carries you. It carries you through the process. Live it out, stage by stage. Take at least, well, I don't know, a half hour, an hour to do it. Do it again and again and again. Then stop and live it out internally, so it's happening internally. The active interior senses are feeling it, touching it, tasting it. And then, my friend, what happens is that you move from what had been merely a possibility into a probability, because there are so much you talk about, you know, the law of making things happen, you know. The art and science of manifestation, and I have studied some of the greatest manifestors of our time. They have been, some of them have been research subjects of mine. Margaret Mead, Joseph Campbell, Buckminster Fuller, Jonas Salk. And what I found about these people who were high manifestors is that invariably they were archaeologists of their own mind. They were spelunkers in the caves of their own creativity. They actually saw, touched, tasted, felt that which they intended, and they lived it out internally, and they acted it out in one way or another. When you go back and forth between the enactment, playing it out in your own room with music, and then going back internally and feeling it so deeply that it is becoming an ebullient, energized, joyous happening, then the possibility sends out probability waves, and these things begin to be attracted to you. And you know that one way or another, it is going to be this that you intend, or something better, this or something better, because you've put it into reality. It has become a palpable field of becoming, and it tends to then happen. Does this respond to you?
Yes, it does. It does. I understand what you're saying. I have to feel it inside of me to make it manifest.
But you put it in your muscles as well. This is very important. You activate it in your body, so you play it out. You play it out as a scene, as a drama.
Marnie, what kind of music will you use for this? What are some of your favorite?
I have no idea. I have no clue. I love all kinds of music. I don't know. I have to look and I have to check it out.
Yeah, when I'm doing this for myself, I find that like Katy Perry's Fireworks song.
Isn't that great? I'm going to use that. Yes, I love that song.
And the song "Defying Gravity" from. Gosh, I can't think of the name of it. It's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. It's been on Broadway for years. And then the Black Eyed Peas.
You mean Wicked?
Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked.
Mm-hmm. Check out the song "Defying Gravity" from Wicked. It's a really great anthem.
Yeah, that
song.
Is a great song. I myself like "Chariots of Fire." It's noble, and it just pushes you forward into your noble action.
Yeah, so find some anthem songs that really like want get you out of your seat.
The Olympic fanfare, you know.
Or the Rocky song, "Going Up the Stairs." Gonna fly
you
now.
See our variation of music.
Right. Play that and kind of act it out. Right, right.
And I'm laughing because years ago, my husband and my late husband Robert Masters and I wrote a book called Mind Games, which became enormously popular. And John Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, bought, 1,000 copies of it because he thought it was so important. And then he wrote a song in our honor called Mind Games. And my husband, whose music was Bach or country and Western music, he said, "Well, who is this John Lennon?" I said, "Well, he's one of the Beatles." "Beatles, why?" Because John Lennon kept calling us and wanting to meet us, you know. And he said, "Why would I want to meet anybody who calls himself after a bug?"
Oh, my God.
It was very embarrassing.
Wow.
But, you know, I find that a lot of that Beatle music is very, very powerful, you know.
Oh my God, I love the Beatles, absolutely.
Imagine, you know, and those kinds of songs. But, yeah, you've got to find the music that really, really speaks to you, and then use it as your background dramatic, empowering music that then carries you into this art. This is the art and science of manifestation, of making things happen, which we really do go very deeply into during this course.
Marnie, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
Enjoy this process. I'm going to do it myself later tonight. I'm so excited. Okay, I hope that's clear for everybody. Now, Jean, I've got another special guest on the line for you. Her name is Andrea. Andrea, are you there?
Yes, here I am.
Hi.
Hi, hello there, Andrea.
Welcome to the call.
Hello.
So, Andrea, I know that you first learned about Jean's work when you took the 7-week Awakening to Your Life's Purpose course, and you've now seen some profound changes over the past year. And I was wondering if you can share some of this with us.
I can tell you how I was before I started the course. I was not feeling well. I didn't know what to do with my life. I have a great family, good job. I liked everything, but I couldn't do everything. So I was a little lost about how to proceed with things. And I used to live to do what I had to do every day, paying the bills, taking the kids to school. I had to do a lot of routine things, but I was not feeling what I was meant to do. So when I read the title of the course, I said, this is what I need. I had no idea. I am from Argentina. It's a long way from where you are. Mm-hmm. I had no idea who Dean is. But I liked the title of the course, and I just said, okay, this is what I need now, and I signed in.
Oh, fantastic. And before taking Jean's course, had you done other kinds of personal growth work, and what kind was it, and how did it work for you?
I have done yoga on my own. My husband works a lot with NLP, so neuro-linguistic programming, and I was aware of what that is, but I have never done it myself. I'm a teacher, and I use a lot of brain-based material to teach English here in Argentina. But it was like I was using tools, but not. I knew the tools, I learned the tools, and then I didn't follow through.
Oh.
I got to a point where I didn't really engage with the tool and started to explore on my own. So
that must have been frustrating for you.
Yes, and I had so many things to do that I didn't devote the time to really explore things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not feeling well. I was feeling lost and full of things.
So was there a moment for you when you were working with Jean where you had a breakthrough and an aha moment, and what was that like?
Well, there was not an aha moment. Whenever I started to do the exercises that Jean gave us, I was like opening little windows, and I was starting to perceive different things of my life that I had never paid attention to. And when the course finished, and in the seventh session, I was able to see the whole thing, because it was like we were exploring different rooms of a house, but I couldn't see the house. And when the course was over, I understood the whole thing and how it works and how everything I have done worked for that end.
Oh, well, tell us more about that and what changes you made.
The changes that I made were... Well, I started to feel more. I started to use my senses much more. I stopped thinking about what I wanted to do and what I had to do, and I started connecting with what I was meant to do in that specific time and what the universe was telling me to do in that moment. I stopped trying to control. And I could connect to what was going on because I didn't want to control him.
Mm-hmm. Great. And has your work changed, or the way you approach work and your purpose in life?
Yes, my work has changed. I still do the same things. It's like one story that Jean told us that when you get there was a man who, with his axe, he cut trees every day. And then he got illumination, but he still continued cutting trees, axing trees, I think you say. I still teach, but I have changed my perspective. And I am, besides teaching English, I am teaching much more than what I teach in the classes. And I'm aware of that, and that's what I like doing, helping people discover new things.
So it sounds like in addition to teaching them English, you're teaching them to be more, better, bigger humans.
In my country, it means opening doors because it's a tool that opens lots of opportunities, and actually it opens, being able to speak English opens the world. So what I'm trying to do is open themselves to that. Mm. And I'm coordinating. Well, I do a lot of things. I coordinate groups of teachers. But I'm starting to put the things I've learned into my classes, into my trainings of teachers, into all the different areas where I work. And in with my kids, too.
What would you say to those listeners that are with us right now who are thinking about signing up for Jean's course?
I think it's a great learning experience of self-discovery and of discovery of the world. It's a great opportunity to connect with what's going on. That is my experience.
Thank you. Jean, is there anything you want to share with Andrea from Argentina?
Well, Andrea, thank you for your beautiful remarks, and I'm so happy that you have made so much progress in depth and in breadth, and that you're bringing these new ways of being to your students in your courses. And by the way, that's one thing that we find is, with teachers who take this course, that they get a new passion for the possible. They really begin to see not only the incredible importance of their roles as teachers, but ways of bringing in new ways of not just teaching, but empowering students to become all that they can be. And we have found this particularly true even with teachers who are working under terrible bureaucratic constraints. They find new ways of reaching their students and reaching other teachers and empowering them to really bring back the glory and the freshness that is there in the teaching vocation and the importance of it. So I thank you so much for bringing that up.
Thank you for joining us, Andrea. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Jean, I've got some more questions.
Yes.
Jonathan in Berlin wants to know,
yes,
I'm interested in taking Jean's course, but the course sessions are offered at 2 a.m. local time for me. Will there be replays available? I know the answer to that one.
Yes, please,
Jonathan,
give it.
Everything's recorded and posted online, so no matter what time it is, you can download it and listen it at a time that's convenient for you. You do not need to get up at 2 in the morning. Okay.
Ariel, I'm seeing something coming up on Facebook where somebody's saying, I can't be on this call, meaning the one that we're on right now.
Yeah.
Is it being repeated? Do you have any information about that?
Yes. We're sending a recording out, so tell your Facebook friend not to worry. We will get them a link to listen to the rest of it.
Okay.
Recordings
Thank
will
you.
Be sent. Okay. Jordan from Cottonwood, Arizona wants to know, Jean, after 66 years of trying to figure out my purpose, I've come to the conclusion that it doesn't matter what I do as long as my behavior shows love and compassion to all who cross my path. Is this valid or a cop-out?
Well, I think it's very valid in point of fact. This may be part of your purpose and your destiny, to show love and compassion. That may be the greatest purpose and destiny that there possibly is. And what often will happen as you engage people with love and compassion is that more opportunities to do things that would bring you beyond one's usual ways of doing and being. You will find yourself in all kinds of adventures. When you bring love and compassion, it tends to multiply in very interesting, weird, and wonderful ways. So I think that whatever you're doing, you're not boring God.
You know, and I just want to add that my amazing husband actually believes his purpose in life is twofold. One is to
yes.
look out for me, and the other is to make sure that everyone he comes in contact with has the experience of being loved. So, Jordan, I'm totally in alignment with your purpose, and don't give it up. The world needs more of you.
Very much so.
Okay, George from Philadelphia wants to know, Jean, can I have more than one purpose in life?
Oh, certainly, absolutely. And even if you're focused at this particular time in your life on what you would call one purpose, you will often find that purpose itself is a container for a whole series of purposes. Sometimes they're all there at once, and they all some way create a network of a even a higher purpose than you have been aware of.
Okay. All right, we've got a question from M.M. I don't get a full name here, from Pleasant Hill, California, who wants to know, I feel I know my life's purpose, I'm just not sure how to implement it. Will how to do my life's purpose be discussed in the 7-week course?
Yes, indeed. And one of the things that you'll discover that as you are cooking on more burners, so to speak, as you are using more of your capacities, then you simply have more hooks and eyes. You have more catchments in which to discover and to catch the structure, the dynamics, the specifics, and the opportunities of your purpose.
Mm, good, good, good. Okay, George from Sacramento is asking, will there be a set of specific exercises to find my life purpose?
Yes, the whole course is in part, not just my lectures or discussions, but very specific things that you'll be doing, not just to grow your capacities, but to bring these newly born capacities to bear upon the discovery of these purposes. And often what happens even in during the, not in every case, but in many cases, during the course of the course itself, the purposes begin to become much more apparent. By the way, this whole word purpose, it's such an English word, you know, which seems to be, well, you focus on one particular thing in a linear way, and it is not linear. You discover that purpose is a whole landscape. It's a whole garden. It comes in different shapes and forms and tastes and colors. So one thing we have to do is get rid of this very linear sense of purpose. Purpose will often come as a family of possibilities, as a totality, and it will be an enrichment on many levels, not simply one particular thing.
You know, one thing I'd love for you to address a little bit, Jean, is what it's like to live in a body that's on purpose, to be able to wake up in the morning excited to get out of bed, to be bubbling over with enthusiasm. Could you paint that picture? Because for those who are living in stuckness,
yes.
I mean, for me, I always tell people I feel like a champagne bottle's exploded in my body sometimes because I'm so excited. But, you know, what they're going to feel like when they get there?
You know, it's just funny, because as you're saying that, I'm looking at my cat, Monkey, who's a Manx cat, you know, born without a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And he has just discovered a little bit, and we thought we had cleared it up, of catnip. And he's rolling around in ecstasy. He's just turning over and over, happy, happy, purring like mad. It's a purr, it's the purr of existence, you know. It's the purr, it's ebullience in the bones. It's a sense of delight, and it's a state of being in wonder and astonishment for longer and longer periods of time. And even during the low periods, it's knowing that the other period will come back, you know. It's being held in a kind of charisma of contentment and of possibility.
Oh, I like that, the purring. Brian talks about purring all the time. You just got to purr. Okay, Marcia from New York says, I am 76 years old. Is it possible for me to access my creativity?
I'm pretty close to your age, and I still don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. I think that having the breath of life and so many experiences, if you were 76, I mean, you were born in about 1936. And that means that you have seen more history, more change, more events than anybody ever has in human history. They say that more events have occurred from the time of Christ to our own time as have occurred just in the last few years, since 1950 till today. And so you have an enormous amount of experience, which means that when you then get access to your own capacities and depths, which then rise often in more intense ways than for younger people, actually, then what happens is that your life takes on more color, more form, more excitement, more energy, more engagement. You begin to become the fullness of who and what you are. So the answer is yes, yes, and finally, yes.
Oh, thanks for that question, Marcia from New York. Okay, Jennifer from McCall, but it doesn't say what state, so I don't know where.
From where? McCall?
McCall. Have you heard of McCall?
There's about five McCalls I know of, yeah.
Jennifer's asking, I'm longing to break free of the need to work and move into earning a living and way of life by doing what fills my soul rather than depleting me. I currently have a good job as a teacher, and I'm grateful for what I have, but I feel I am called to do something different. How do I move out of fear of financial burdens into following my dream?
Well, often the dream is the announcement that there is more coming. And I think during the course of this course, both in terms of what you will be learning, what you will be experiencing of new birth of body, mind, and psyche, and the really great specifics back and forth with me on the Q&A every week, you're going to be finding an abundance of information and opportunity that will begin to come your way. Synchronicities, coincidences will begin to thrive, will begin to grow. And I would love to have you then respond 7 weeks from now about what has happened to you in terms of your dream and your profession.
Thank you. Okay, Jennifer. Now, Jenny from Tulsa, she says, I know what my purpose is, but my mind steps in and stops me from physically acting on it. Do you have any baby steps, practical exercises to ease into joyously taking action?
Yes. One of the things that we do right away is we put you in touch with what we call your entelechy. The entelechy is the higher guidance. It is your deep purposefulness that is there with the next level, the next agenda for your life in its potency as it unfolds. As you get in touch with this, then with the entelechy, what we call this higher guidance, the higher guidance begins to take a very deep, liberating role in your life that even is larger than the mind's monkey talk. Wah, 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 you can't. No, no, only do this, stop that. It, because the entelechy is so luscious, so sumptuous in its possibilities, so energized and exciting in your experience of it, that it even stops or overwhelms the mind chatter.
Fantastic. So I just want to quickly remind everyone that Jean's Awakening to Your Life's Purpose 7-week course starts next week on Wednesday, October 8th. And more information on that can be found at awakenyourpurposecourse.com or click on the link on the webcast page and it will take you directly to Awaken Your Purpose Course information page. That's awakenyourpurposecourse.com or click the link on the webcast page. Here's how the course works. You'll receive 7 course sessions and lots of ways to take in Jean's teachings. If you prefer the structure of a regular schedule, or even if you just like doing things in a group, you can join in the scheduled broadcast on Wednesday evenings. Or if Wednesday isn't convenient for you, or if you miss a class, or you just want to listen to it again, you can download the audio anytime after each Wednesday's class. And then you'll get complete PDF transcripts of all 7 sessions as well. There are weekly live Q&A coaching sessions with Jean, and you can also join any of our live interactive sessions, which happen twice a week. They follow each course session and each Q&A session, and those are great if you want to participate in those. Also, each session comes with practice and reflection questions to really help you deepen the work that you do each week. You'll also be getting the incredible bonuses with Barbara Marks Hubbard, Claire Zammit, Terry Patton, and Neil Donald Walsh, all of which will further enhance your experience in the course. Now, as we get ready to wrap up this call, Jean, I'd like to ask you if you'd be able to share with us what most excites you about teaching this course.
Well, one of the several things. One of it is really being able to look at the essence of my work. You know, my work all over the world is so complex, but to really get to the essence, it is the meat of my life's work. You know, it's real. It's sort of everything that I have ever really thought of, really in its fullness upon. It's like the seed of everything that I've ever done that has really been of use. You know, I once asked Margaret Mead, Margaret, what would you like to be on your tombstone? She said to me in her gruff way. she lived long enough to be of some use. And when I give this course, I realize, my God, I've done something really useful and helpful, and you know, and I can really see it in ways that is hard when I look at the more than 50 years of, you know, working in, what is it, 108 countries and in so many cultures, and I can really see it in essence. But even and that's part of it. But also very equally important is the liveliness of the discussions back and forth with people, the trenchant potency of their questions, the veils are ripped away. We really are hands-on, sensory-rich, down to the dirt in terms of people's yearning needs. I really get, a sense of the possibility of the world in its process today and what we can do with it. We can do with this extraordinary opportunity for deep growth to then bring this growth to bear upon the great issues, and both the small and the great issues of our time, and see how people are working with this. So it is the sheer liveliness, as we watch the lifeblood of the society as it is coursing and creating a higher humanity.
And you know, it's amazing to me that in a really, really short time, 7 weeks is not very long.
No.
You have created this way to help people, you know, come to these aha moments and this awareness to figure out their true purpose and destiny and calling in a way that gets them into action to, in 7 weeks, living this new life that is just so fulfilling for them. So I'm so pleased that you're doing this. And before we end tonight, Dean, this has just been amazing. Any final words of wisdom that you want to share before we wrap up tonight?
Well, it is a question that these are the times, and we are the people. And, you know, spiritually I have to put in the great question, how do we place our local self in service to the higher self? How do we prepare to live a fuller life, one that can enhance, and not only our own life, but that of our family, our community, our planet as well? How do we discover our highest purpose and live from it? Live from it with beauty, with energy, with power, with grace. And friends, what we try to do in each session is to offer potent answers to these questions, as well as showing ways of really incorporating these discoveries into our lives. And so, you know, one of the things that I do is, as I've done all my life, is to harvest the ancient knowledge, the ancient knowings, and imbue it with modern discoveries in science and culture and cosmology and metaphysics and innovative ideas and practices, so as to activate powerful new ways of being and doing in our lives. So the thousands of people who have been through this 7-week course, you know, many of them, quite frankly, declare their lives now to have been evolved and transformed, I mean, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even mythically and spiritually. And this growth has manifested in so many hundreds of creative projects and accomplishments. Mm. And so within the space of these 7 sessions, I think what happens is that, and of course in our wonderful Q&A, live questions and answers, is that I think you're going to be introduced to a self that you may have never known that you have had. And you will certainly experience processes that will have the effect of greatly expanding your own possibilities as you embrace transformation. You are deeper, richer, and stronger than you know. You are a mystery. And the job of these seminars is to train you in your own uniqueness. And so, yes, it's going to be, I believe, at least I hope, intellectually exciting, psychologically evocative, spiritually compelling, and it's often hilarious. And it's soul-charging and always celebration. So I really welcome you to this course. I know we're going to have a splendid time together.
Thank you, Jean. So if you're really seeing that Jean's course will give you the tools and the understanding and the support that you need to get yourself on the path to living a life that's rich in happiness and abundance and purpose, one that will make a difference in the world, in a world that really needs you, then go to awakenyourpurposecourse.com. That's where all the information is. Go ahead and register tonight. Jean, it's been a delight and a joy being with you. I want to remind you that in this process where Jean teaches her 7-week course, she will give you everything that you need to finally get on purpose and on track with your calling and with your destiny. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love to everybody. I'm so appreciative for your time and your energy. Jean, thank you for your brilliance and your wisdom. And good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And if this is calling to you, then listen to that inner voice. And please, please join us. Thank you so much, and good night.